Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the ninth day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful new week and it's a beautiful Monday. And we will be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven devotion, a topic that says, Cleave as One. Cleave as one. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, our topic today says Cleave as One, Part 1. Cleave as One, Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 22 to 27. And our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, which says, Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 5 from verse 15 to 21. Proverbs chapter 5 from verse 15 to 21. From verse 15 it reads, Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your spring overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful there, may our breast satisfy you always. May you be intoxicated with our love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your parts. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, We live in a fast-paced world where many people are chasing wealth and riches at all costs. As a result, many marriages are suffering. In some cases, a husband works in different states or wife or a different country, while the rest of the family lives in another state or country. Long-distance courtship has existed for a very long time, but now we have long-distance marriages. In truth, however, a long-distance marriage isn't healthy for many families. A couple can have a short-term arrangement for them to be apart for unavoidable reasons, but this should not be for long. Many cases of infidelity in marriage result from absence of one spouse. Sometimes even the married couples that live together practice long-distance marriages. This might be because one spouse leaves for work very early in the morning and gets back very late at night. Such couples are living separate lives, and one or both of the couples are likely to form connections with the people they spend most of their time with in their spouse's absence. Such connections can turn into ungodly affairs. As a married fellow, if you notice that you prefer talking to other people than talking to your spouse, there is fire on the mountain. When you prefer spending time outside your home rather than with your spouse, there is trouble. When you prefer discussing intimate issues with your friend or the opposite sex instead of your spouse, You should retrace your steps and work on fixing whatever issues that exist in your marriage. Don't deceive yourself by saying, "I'm not doing anything with that fellow. We are just friends." Most extramarital relationships start from casual friendships, and after a while, the devil introduces temptation that can lead to sinful acts. I pray that you will overcome any temptation that can destroy your marriage in Jesus' name. If you are married, spend time with your spouse and make him or her your confidant. Go out for fun and take frequent walks together. At least once a month, dress up and go on a date. Book a hotel room or a private lodge for a weekend at least once every year so you can spend quality time with your spouse away from all distractions. After your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse is the most important in your life because God has designed you both to become one. As today's memory verse points out, be intentional about cleaving to your spouse and God will bless your home in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's opening comes to the key point that says, married people should be intentional about spending quality time with their spouses. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows. You can listen to it on the go. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.